What do I do if the for sale by owner doesn't return my call? I left three messages for them and that I'd like to come out and preview the property because our firm encourages us to see every piece of inventory, no matter who it's listed with. So may I come over and preview the property? As soon as that house hit the market, hits Red X, these agents bought that monthly fee to get the Red X to buy owners. And they, within hours of going on the market, they've had 15 or 20 realtors call them and say, can I come out and preview the property? Now, the first two or three sometimes get in and the seller returns their call. They didn't expect this to happen. I taught a course at the University of Missouri for 2 years. I didn't want to call upon buy owners. I wanted them to come to me. So I created a buy owner seminar through the Center for Financial Education. I'm a realtor like you, and I just created with a friend of mine, a financial planner, an attorney, and a loan officer, we created the Center for Financial Education, and we started teaching at corporations, University of Missouri as well. At this case, buy owners started coming to me. I didn't have to go out and pursue them. They were taking my class and then asking, what's your fee, and all those different types of things, because it was a really good class. So there is a challenge. You know, I had to think outside the box because sometimes they weren't returning my calls, so I thought I'd just create a class for them, which you could do as well. Just create webinars and seminars for buy owners. Now, what do you do if you don't want to go that route? You're probably going to have to do a pop by on Sunday. A lot of for sale by owners just didn't expect 15, 25, 30 calls within the first 24 hours. And they actually stop answering their phone. And they think every realtor is just trying to list their home, because a lot of them are so bold. List with me. I sell everything in the area. List with me. We have an office in 90 countries. Whatever that is, we're going to sell your property. You shouldn't try to sell on your own. You're going to make mistakes. Sometimes intimidation is how realtors try to win. How do I know? Because I've listed 1,000 of these. And the seller said, you're one of the very few people who came out here and actually tried to help us. Stay the course, buy owner, and when we got tired of it, you had a logical choice to interview. We didn't always say they were going to give it to us. They were going to interview us, because that's all I want, is the interview. They're going to talk to two or three agents, no doubt. That's all their goal here is, get to the table. But you might find they are not going to return your phone call. If you don't get them in the first few hours where you can cross that threshold and go out and view that property and meet them in person, make some emotional deposits, what's going to happen is they won't return your first or your second or your third. They're just deleting the call. Again, I've had webinars, seminars, listed a ton of these properties. I know the behavior of the for sale by owner and how they feel about real estate agents. So don't be offended or frustrated if they don't return your call. It's because other realtors, some of them, have annoyed them. Some of them have bullied them, saying you can't sell on your own. And since we're all realtors and somebody else went out there and didn't do a really good job, and they might have been with your brand. If you're with a big enough brand, the possibility of somebody going out there and being a little bit too aggressive is probably pretty high. Maybe not at your company. Maybe everybody's great at your company and there is no worry with that. But I know realtors, and I've coached agents across the United States, and I know sometimes we've got to reel it in a little bit here and not be overly aggressive with this particular lead generation pool. This is different than other lead generation pools. It's a very price-sensitive, overconfident group of people, and sometimes skilled where they can pull this off. So to tell them they can't do it will actually get a lot of pushback. So the purpose of this thing was, again, what if they don't return your calls? Well, you got to go over there. I'm going to encourage you, until you get your 10 active listings, go face-to-face. Invest Sunday. Yes, I know you want to watch the football game or the baseball game, but give it, you know, that one summer or spring or whatever it is and say, I'm going to go get my 10 and I'm going to be disciplined because it gets me so many referrals. If they don't return your call, get out there. Generally wait to Sunday, see your four or five on Sunday afternoon, and build up your skill set, but that's probably what you're going to find out. I don't want to set expectations for you differently. I want you to know that some of these people are just not going to return your call, and you got to go out there on Sunday. But go get them. But let's get equipped.